I'm Jim Cameron, Jim Cameron Consulting, broadcasting from the Fountainhead, the home of Synergy Billing, and I'm your host for Volusia Matters, news, interviews, and matters that impact Volusia County directly or indirectly. And if you would please click the like and follow button if you want to receive notice of this podcast, it sure helped me. And before I begin today's podcast, I'd like to express my appreciation to Fountainhead and Synergy Billing for providing me a beautiful office in which I work. And if you're ever in Hollyhill, call me and stop by. I'd like you to see my office because I'm proud of it. And now for the news. The March 19th County Council agenda, they're going to be talking about the transfer of SunRail financial obligations from FDOT to Central Florida commuter rail members, which includes Osceola, Orange, Seminole, and Volusia counties, as well as City of Orlando. And with capital and operating costs and other expenses, it's going to be about $63 million annually. And they're also discussing a phased-in approach whereby FDOT could possibly cover the cost of SunRail until the end of this year. And after that, Volusia's portion will kick in, I guess, this next fiscal year. And what is going to be Volusia's portion? I don't know. I've heard, don't hold me to this, maybe $7 million. We'll see. Another item they're talking about is Volusia Forever Property Acquisition Priority Recommendations. These would be different property projects that would be recommended from their Volusia Forever Advisory Committee. And then the council also review the policy of the use of electronic media, video, pictures, audio recordings, etc., during public comment. And they're going to be considering an ordinance that would only allow the use of verbal comments. And council, they're going to also be making appointments to affordable housing advisory committee, as well as the construction, licensing, and contractors appeal advisory board. Then Wednesday night, Daytona Beach City Commission, they're going to be talking about the issuance of a $53 million capital improvement revenue bonds for the construction of a new fire station on South Ridgewood Avenue and improvements to Jackie Robinson Ballpark. They'll also be making appointments to several advisory boards, including Midtown and Beachside Redevelopment Boards, as well as Historic Preservation and Nuisance Abatement Boards. And then City of Port Orange Council, they're meeting Tuesday night, where Mayor Don Burnett will be presenting a State of the City report, and they'll also discuss changes to their community development and building permit fees. City of Ormond Beach Commission also meets that same Tuesday night, where they'll take up an ordinance where they're going to be working in conjunction with Ormond Main Street in relation to their Granada and Bovard streetscape programs, in which they will establish a property improvement grant program for properties in their downtown district. This just in. Do you remember when Congress approved $460 billion to fund six spending bills prior to the March 8th government funding deadline? Well, that financed about 30% of U.S. government operations. But House and Senate leaders have reached a tentative spending deal to fund Department of Homeland Security. That happened last night. And this should enable them to process remaining funding bills like state, defense, labor, health and human services department, and that'll avoid a partial government shutdown. House and Senate committees have begun drafting bill language to be considered by the full House and Senate as soon as possible. Now, these spending bills will keep the government funded until fiscal year 2024 ends September the 30th. That's just weeks before the 2024 presidential elections. Now, it's going to be difficult for Congress to pass the spending package in time. The House Speaker Mike Johnson wants to give House members 72 hours to read the budget before they take a vote. The Senate will then require unanimous consent of all members to vote by 11:59 p.m. this Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Now, hard right conservatives, including Freedom Caucus members, are expected to vote against the package due to misgivings over the immigration southern border issue. But already 6 months into this fiscal year, Congress is still only about halfway towards passing spending measures expected to be worth about $1.66 trillion. It's highly unusual for Congress to haggle over government halfway into the fiscal year. And remember what I said a few weeks ago about these last-minute funding showdowns and how they're viewed by Fitch, Standard & Poor's, and other bond rating agencies when they downgrade U.S. government debt from AAA to AA+. Well, let's see where it goes from here.
Brightline, the high-speed passenger train running between Orlando International Airport and Miami is now looking to discuss a Brevard County station with the Space Coast TPO, County of Brevard, City of Cocoa, and other community leaders who are working together to identify potential federal, state, and local resources for this project. The Cocoa City Council has already committed $5 million for a Brightline station, emphasizing the economic impact that it would bring to the community. And it's obvious that one day this train's going to go up I-95 to Jacksonville, and I want to make the recommendation that Daytona Beach and Volusia County begin plans to consider a Brightline stop in Daytona Beach. Several years ago, we had a group of community leaders interested in locating a Brightline stop in the city of Daytona, and I'm sure we can get some of those same individuals back to task. In other words, we need to start planning now before the train leaves the station. No pun intended. Next item, Volusia Cultural Council will host two workshops for organizations wanting to apply for a community cultural grant. Now, these workshops will take place Wednesday, April the 3rd, 1:30 p.m. at the Daytona Beach Shores Community Center, and then April the 4th, 9 a.m. at the County Administration Building in DeLand. An organization representative must attend one of these workshops in reference to the grant, and this grant provides operating support to nonprofit organizations whose mission it is to deliver cultural heritage-based programs to the public.
And in 2023, it awarded $611,000 in grants to some 30 organizations. This meeting will provide information about the submission deadline and grant scoring date. And grant award recommendations are forwarded to Volusia County Council for review and approval. And for more information, call Cultural Coordinator Robert Redd at 736-5953. Next item, moving on to Florida's November election ballot, the Florida Annual Inflation Adjustment for Homestead Property Tax Exemption Value Amendment will be on the ballot as a legislative referred constitutional amendment. And that'll be on November the 5th ballot. And as you know already, homes in Florida are assessed at just value or market value minus homestead exemption. Now the state has a $25,000 homestead exemption for every primary residence, and then another $25,000 homestead exemption is applied on a homestead's value between $50,000 and $75,000, which exempts that from the amount of all taxes except school district taxes. Now, this legislative recommended amendment would provide for an annual inflation adjustment for the value of the homestead property tax exemption that applies to non-school taxes. The adjustment would be made every year on January 1 based on consumer price index. So a yes vote supports an annual inflation adjustment to the amount of the assessed value that is exempt from property taxes, and a no vote would oppose the annual inflation adjustment. And you might remember that constitutional amendment, it will require a supermajority of 60% vote for it to be approved. Next item, Governor DeSantis stated that Florida's private sector job growth rate increased by 38,000 jobs in January. And Florida's labor force grew by 243,000, basically, over the last year. Education, health services sector led the way with 9,700 jobs, followed by tourism and hospitality professions, adding about 9,400 jobs. Florida's statewide unemployment rate's a little bit over 3%, but Governor DeSantis stated that there are many job opportunities available for anyone who wants to work, with more than 400,000 jobs posted online. And Floridians in search of work or a new job opportunity can utilize CareerSource Florida or look to CareerSource Volusia Flagler for network help. And to view the January 2024 employment data, go to floridajobs.org/economic data. Next item, moving on to Washington. Republican Congressman Ken Buck from Colorado is leaving the U.S. House this week. Now, his departure will narrow Republicans' slim majority in the House, and it'll be reduced from 218 to 217 seats, while Democrats have 213. So Republicans, I believe, can only lose like two votes in order to pass legislation along party lines. Congressman Buck's retirement will set up a special election in Colorado's 4th Congressional District. Buck said he just wasn't happy with the current state of affairs in the House, and well, he just wasn't happy. Also, 42 U.S. House members are not seeking re-election, and of these,
3 Republicans and 9 Democrats are running for the U.S. Senate, and others are running for some other state office. With 11 Democrats and 16 Republicans retiring from public office altogether. Also in Washington, President Biden is proposing a $7.3 trillion budget for fiscal year 2024-25. And it aims to increase the corporate income tax rates companies pay from 21% to 28%. And he says that'll add an additional $2.1 trillion over 10 years. And it increases individual tax rates for individuals earning over $400,000, but no specific details yet on that. And includes individuals with a wealth of over $100 million or more, they'd pay at least 25% of their income in taxes. It also allows federal government to negotiate drug cost, potentially reducing pharmaceutical expenses. And this budget would include a $1.8 trillion deficit, and that's 6.1% of gross domestic product. It includes a child tax credit, and it'd be increased, cutting taxes by $2,600 for 39 million low and middle income families. And it spends $258 billion to build or preserve over 2 million household units, thus expanding our housing inventory. And to increase home ownership, it provides a $10,000 tax credit to sellers, and then up to $400 a month for first-time buyers to help them with their mortgage payments. But this, just honestly, from what I've seen, this proposal, like other proposals from presidents, little chance of it becoming written into law.
Next item. You might remember when I mentioned the Vo-Ride presentation made at last week's elected officials roundtable. Vo-Ride is a new county transportation service available 6 days a week to pick up riders and drop them off at their destination for a flat $2. They say it's the comfort of a taxi for the price of a bus. And it began in the land back in December, and now Volusia's affordable Vo-Ride rideshare service is set to begin in DeBary, Deltona, and Orange City in April. And that $2 rate can even come with a 50% discount for young riders ages 7 to 18, and for seniors 65 and older, and for disabled riders with valid identification.
And to finish up, look for a new podcast episode to be released next week, and the views expressed on this podcast may or may not necessarily express the opinions of Jim Cameron Consulting. And for more news, check out my newsletter, which is going to be emailed first week of next month. And if you're not receiving it, call me at 566-2140, and my $1,000 guarantee still stands. And furthermore, I want to thank Congressman Corey Mills and his team for evacuating a group of Americans from the Have Faith orphanage out of Haiti. And if you remember, Congressman Mills led a similar mission last October in getting dozens of stranded Americans out of Israel after that Hamas massacre. Thank you, Congressman Corey Mills. Now this is Jim Cameron signing off, saying God bless, and also God bless Israel, Ukraine, United States, and NATO. And roll tide.